I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, tithing, the giving of a tenth. Is it really what the Bible requires, or is it a practice out of its time? That's Faith Matters in just a few minutes. But first, we're back with our weekly chat about everything politics. In the studio, we have Washington Post columnist Eugene Robinson and political commentator Reverend Marcia Dyson. On the phone in New York, CBS News senior political correspondent Jeff Greenfield. This week, Oprah announced she will be heading out to campaign for Barack Obama next week in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Jeff, you've been on Oprah, if memory serves.
Yes.
How do you think she'll do?
You know, let me give you a flat, confident answer. I don't know. I think there are two things to be said about this that everybody says, and after that, we don't know. Celebrities generally don't make much of a difference in terms of moving votes. Springsteen's tour for John Kerry, Howard Stern's endorsement of Kerry, the young white male vote went overwhelmingly for Bush. She's different. She's more than a celebrity. She's the, in many ways, the most significant media figure of our time. She has a relationship with her audience that is intimate and powerful. She's a figure way beyond the normal celebrity thing. Whether that makes a difference, particularly with women voters who you might think are split or interested in Hillary Clinton as the first female president, we are going to find out. But we can't just write this off and say it's just another famous person traipsing around with a candidate.
But, Jeff, what's it like being in the presence of the presence?
She is a force of nature. I realize that's a cliche, and I apologize. But over the years, for a whole variety of reasons, she has a level of trust from her audience to be straight with them, to be to talk about the most difficult issues that I've ever seen. And people used to talk about Walter Cronkite, the ex-CBS anchorman, as the most trusted person in America. He doesn't hold a candle to what she does. But whether this translates into a political choice is something we simply are going to have to wait and see.
You know what's interesting, Eugene, is that that Barack Obama is still trailing Hillary Clinton among black voters. At least that's what most polls show. Some polls show something different if they have sort of a different methodology. I know there was a poll in South Carolina earlier that showed something different methodology.
Right.
So what do you think her impact is? Is she there to get the black voters out? Is she there for women?
You know, I'm going to have to go with Jeff. I don't know. I mean, the Pew Research Center actually polled in September on the question of what Oprah's backing for Obama might mean. And, you know, it's a long story. I won't go through all the figures, but it seemed that the results seemed to suggest that she would help him. And it seemed to suggest that there was actually, he'd get a bigger bump among black voters, perhaps, than among women. That was a little counterintuitive to me. I would think, just, you know, from an analytical standpoint, that she might have a larger impact among women voters, and that's what Obama really needs. Mm-hmm. But that's what the polls
well, he
show.
He needs both. He needs both.
Well, yeah, he could use both.
He
yeah.
needs both. Marcy, what do you think?
I think that Oprah is magnificent. She has star power, but you need more than stardust in your eyes for this particular presidential campaign happening in the primary. I'm from Chicago. I know Oprah well and have not been on her show, but I've sat in the audience five times. But, you know, when you talk about trust, Greenfield talked about having this trust. You trust her on the issues that she knows about. Oprah admittedly has no relationship with Obama, aside the fact that she likes him.
And she's her senator.
Her senator, right. But she's never been politically involved or politically active, so she's very sophomoric. And you can't trust somebody who has limited knowledge on the issues that are very pertinent today unless she's doing a whole lot of catching up right now. So you need, you know, you can trust a woman about women issues or other issues on consumerism or books, but can you trust a person who don't know about politics about a president?
Interesting. Gene, quickly.
Well, you know, that raises an interesting question. Why do people vote for one candidate? Oprah said she supports Obama because of his moral authority. And I wonder if other people don't vote for presidential candidates because of a sense of moral authority, a sense of who they are and what they stand for. So, it may not be that important what Oprah's position is on comprehensive health care and whose package is better. It may be more important that she thinks he's a morally important figure.
One of the things I thought was also interesting is how the punditry reacts to this. And I heard a lot of conversation about beyond race, that they're both characters that are beyond around race. And that's always fascinating to me because my email goes crazy when the pundit class talks about with African Americans saying, what the hell does that mean? What does that mean? You know, why do you have to be beyond race to sort of run? But I want to move on to this question of it's almost like you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you talk about race, you're wrong. If you don't talk about race, you're wrong. And here's another person who's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Don Imus. He's back on the airwaves Monday. Everybody remembers the circumstances. We don't have to go into them. The interesting thing is lots of these candidates have been on that show in the past. And my question is, do they go back on? Greenfield, you've been on that show too. Do these politicians go back on? And if so, what are the consequences?
I think I was his third non-wacky guest about 17 years ago, and I've said, if he asks me, I will go on again. I don't want to go into all of that unless you want to. He said an incredibly stupid, moronic thing. He paid for it. He ain't no racist. And the fact that his show may actually wind up being a genuine equal opportunity defender, which it wasn't before, is encouraging. My guess is that the Democrats, by and large, will not go on his show. I think Hillary's already said she wouldn't, and given what he said and about her, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, she was never on the show before, but that's right. Barack Obama was, Bill Richardson was, John McCain certainly was, Chris Dodd certainly was.
Right.
Gene Robinson, what does the...
Richardson's one guy who might go on. I think the Republicans, Huckabee and McCain, will definitely go on. I don't know about Giuliani.
I just wonder, we only have 30 seconds left, Gene, I'm sorry for that, but I just wonder how that plays to minority audiences, whether... people agree or disagree whether he's a racist. I don't know what's in the man's heart. Mm-hmm. It's a question of how he's perceived and how people feel about him.
Right.
I
think that's the reason that the leading Democratic candidates, won't go on. Obama won't go on again, I'm sure, and I doubt the other Democrats will.
But my question is, when the Republicans do, how does that play with audiences? Somebody like Mike Huckabee, who's on the cusp of a breakout,
right,
and who did have appeal to African American voters in Arkansas. Right. How does that play?
Well, I would have, if I were advising Huckabee, I'd say don't go on. I think it could hurt him. But I think Huckabee, he's a minister. Because of the kind of tone of the Imus show, it might not be his thing. He might be able to say that as an excuse for begging off.
No, well, I think a lot of people will be listening. It'll be interesting to see how the show changes or if it does change. Thank you all so much. Eugene Robinson with the Washington Post, the Reverend Marcia Dyson, political commentator. They were here with me in the studio. Jeff Greenfield with CBS News. He was with us from New York. Thank you all so much for joining me.
Thank you,
Jeff.
Great
to be here, Michelle.